Michael Schumacher. Look at that! 3/10 of a second faster! Fantastic! Absolutely incredible!
And welcome to F1 92, where we're going to be having a look at the practice session for the European Grand Prix at the brand new circuit of Valencia. Yes, Alonso country. And, well, did he deliver in the practice session? We'll find out. We'll quickly be running down the Hungarian Grand Prix. Somewhat a debacle. Poor old Felipe Massa. Well done to Heikki Kovalainen. We'll quickly be running down the result for that. Because why? Well, I could not get my internet and recording. Absolute disaster. So quickly running through that and then on to practice session 1 and 2. This is F1. I'm JK. This is episode 92. Welcome back from that 3-week F1 break we've been having. Anyway, see you at the other end of this. Well, as many of you may have heard, Heikki Kovalainen won the Grand Prix of Hungary. Well done to him. And, well done also to Timo Glock in the Toyota. Yes, despite being hunted down towards the end by Kimi Raikkonen, who was very much awake. He was asleep throughout most of the weekend, I must say. Timo Glock did an absolutely fantastic job. His first podium. And, well, Toyota very happy there. And that excels Toyota in the championship right up there. But you have to feel for Felipe Massa with only a handful of laps left. On lap 67, his engine went bang. But also bad luck went to Lewis Hamilton. Yes, we all thought after getting that pole position, Lewis Hamilton was going to be racing away this weekend. Oh, that weekend, sorry, for the Hungarian Grand Prix victory. Alas, that was not the case. And while he was keeping Massa somewhat in check after his, after the pit stops, and he had put on a lot of fuel, as we're led to believe, Hamilton's fastest laps would have come when Massa came in, and it really would have been touch and go as to whether he would have got out ahead of him. But, well, we will never have found out. Hamilton had a puncture, and then Massa, with a handful of laps to go, ended up going kaboom in the worst way possible, because it was on the start, finish straight in front of everybody, including the Ferrari pits. So, poor old Ferrari, and apparently Kimi Raikkonen also was rumoured to be having a slight engine problem towards the end of the race. Ferrari reliability question marks, that's not what you want going into the, you know, coming towards the end of a fantastic championship chase. But anyway, they are your big results. Nelson Piquet Jr. also making it into the points again in 10th. Well done to him. But hey, for Hungary, not too bad. A fairly entertaining Grand Prix. But well done to Heikki Kovalainen getting his maiden Grand Prix victory. So here is that full rundown. And winning his first race ever, well done, Finland's Heikki Kovalainen. In second, well done again to Toyota's Timo Glock. Now in third, we had the come somewhat asleep Kimi Raikkonen in the Ferrari. Fourth, Alonso in the Renault. Fifth, unlucky Lewis Hamilton, puncture McLaren. Sixth, Piquet Jr. in the Renault. Seventh, Trulli in the Toyota. Eighth, Kubica. Ninth, Webber in the lead Red Bull. 10th, Heidfeld. 11th, Coulthard. 12th, Jensen Button in the Honda. The two Williams then. 13th and 14th of Nakajima and Rosberg. 15th, Fisichella. 16th, Rubens Barrichello. 17th, Sebastian Bourdais in the Toro Rosso. And the retirees, obviously Massa, Sutil, and Sebastian Vettel. And on to the hero of the race. Well, was it going to be Felipe Massa, who pretty much controlled the Hungarian Grand Prix? He had made a fantastic start, an excellent pass on the grid on Lewis Hamilton, but alas, bad luck. bad luck impeded him from winning when his engine went kaboom. He was very nearly the man of the race, but I had to give it to Toyota's Timo Glock, who has had a somewhat up and down season, mainly down, but to get second, pressure from Raikkonen, a solid qualifying. He put the whole thing together the whole weekend, and the car kept intact. Well done, Timo Glock, man of the race for the Hungarian Grand Prix. Well, let's then mosey on to other matters at hand, and the matters we're thinking about are the practice sessions for the European Grand Prix. Yes, we had a very interesting person, fastest of all. Yes, it wasn't the usual, McLaren or Ferrari as we expect, not even the BMW, but it was somewhat German in flavour. It was Sebastian Vettel. Yes, Sebastian Vettel of all people was fastest in that first practice session. Absolutely amazing, but well done to him. And as we know, it's a track that no one's actually raced on before properly, especially in a Formula One car. So at the first few practice sessions, it's almost, everyone starts from zero. But I believe by Saturday, I do think that everyone's going to be there or thereabouts. And we're going to be really be finding, come qualifying, who has the fastest pace. So I don't think we'll be finding a Force India back on that front row of the grid, so to speak. Well, the young German was indeed a factor throughout that, but the World Championship leader, Lewis Hamilton, he ended up being third fastest, and this was despite a late spin. This is reported on ITVF1.com, but Sebastian Bourdais made it two Toro Rossos in the top four. We have the Hungarian Grand Prix winner, Kovalainen, was next up. He finished ahead of Robert Kubica and the reigning world champion, Kimi Raikkonen. We had Nakajima, home hero Fernando Alonso, Rosberg. They all rounded out that top 10. Now, the session was action-packed, but 19 of the 20 drivers kept their cars out of the wall as they got to grips with the 3.4-mile circuit. The driver that didn't was a particular Red Bull of David Coulthard, unfortunately. Given its location by the Valencia Harbour in an area where there's a lot of construction work going on and gusty wind which blew dust in all directions, the relatively smooth asphalt surface, though, was very dirty to begin with. We had Bourdais. He was the first driver to record a lap in anger, clocking a 149.9, but he then did a 146.9, and Vettel lowered it to a 145.4, but as alas, times were to go a fair bit faster than that. We had Raikkonen was the first of the usual front runners. He put in a 1:43, but by the end of the session, the top time had changed hands no fewer than 13 times among the Toro Rosso pair, Timo Glock Toyota, and both Ferrari drivers, both McLarens and Kubica. Now, the McLaren's driver exuded confidence, spending the first half of the session in the pits while their rivals thrashed around in the slippery low-grip conditions. When they did finally emerge, they quickly showed their hand, exchanging the fastest time in the low 1:42 range before Kubica enjoyed a brief spell at the top of the timing charts with the first sub 1:42 lap. Now, Hamilton lowered the benchmark further to go 1:41.4 at the 1 hour mark, as everyone began to attack the circuit with more confidence. And as they did so, they occasionally overstepped the mark, but despite the number of imposing concrete rules, as I've already said, DC ended up in one of them, putting his Red Bull into the barrier on his final run. Now, Glock was also an early spinner at turn two. Massa and Piquet Jr. had a number of ragged moments, and Alonso went straight on under braking for the final corner. Later, Hamilton on worn tyres, he lost the rear of his McLaren car under braking for turn 12 after straying his left front wheel over the kerb on the approach. Now, in the meantime, the timing charters scrambled once again. Kovalainen was, he demoted Hamilton with 6 minutes left on the clock, and then Vettel vaulting to the top with an impressive 1:40.8. Massa then retaliated with 1:40.6, but Vettel was not denied his moment of glory and hit straight back with a 1:40.496 to ensure he goes down in the record books as the early Valencia pace setter. The rest of the order was less of a surprise, although Red Bull Racing will surely be somewhat concerned to see both its drivers at See its drivers at the opposite end of the timesheet to their Toro Rosso counterparts. DC and Webber rounded 19th and 20th, respectively, some 3 seconds off the front running pace, despite having completed a comparable number of laps. So there you go, and here is that complete rundown. Well, as you know, in first, Sebastian Vettel in the Toro Rosso, second, Massa in the Ferrari, third, Hamilton, championship leader in the McLaren, fourth, Bourdais in the Toro Rosso, fifth, Kovalainen in the McLaren, sixth, Kubica in the BMW, seventh, Raikkonen in the Ferrari, eighth, Nakajima, Williams, ninth, Alonso, home track, yes, the homeboy in ninth, tenth, Rosberg in the other Williams, 11th, Barrichello, 12th, Trulli, 13th, Sutil, 14th, Timo Glock, 15th, Piquet, 16th, Heidfeld, and not that good there, 17th, Button in the Honda, 18th, Fisichella in the Force India, but the two Red Bulls at the back, Coulthard and Mark Webber. Well, no surprises, really, who was at the front of the next timesheet. It was Ferrari's Kimi Raikkonen. Yes, the Ferrari ace. He's eager to end that 7-race victory drought. Many went fastest on his final run. But home hero Fernando Alonso and Honda's Jenson Button, yeah, imagine that, and surprisingly look set to steal the top two slots after going first and second with late charges on their super soft tyres. Now, although Raikkonen eventually retaliated on the harder compound, his time was only 200th quicker than Alonso's Renault, and also under a tenth better than Button. Massa had gone into the final 10 minutes at the head of the order, but the three leading runners' improvements meant his 139.678 was only good enough for fourth. McLaren had spent the majority of the session trailing its Italian title rival, and Hamilton wound up over 0.2 seconds off Raikkonen in fifth, but ahead of his teammate Heikki Kovalainen. Now, Timo Glock, the podium man from Hungary, completed a strong opening day in 7th for Toyota, with Kubica 8th for BMW. As was largely the case in the opening session, drivers successfully managed to stay out of those imposing concrete barriers. Now, Alonso was first out of the traps, and they set the session's initial benchmark of a 1:42.9, and this was quickly beaten by 1.7 seconds by one of the morning's stars, Sebastian Bourdais in the Toro Rosso. Ferrari, however, would take over eventually, and its drivers are traded fastest laps over the next hour. Raikkonen took one flying lap to get up to speed, clocking a 1:40.7 on his initial run before improving by 0.2 seconds. Now, half an hour in, Massa became the first man to circle Valencia in under 1:40. It was a challenge only his teammate could initially rise to, and just past the 1 hour mark, Raikkonen duly beat it by a few hundredths, doing a 1:39.976. Massa, who initially got within 0.09 seconds of the Finn's time, then moved back ahead with under 20 minutes remaining, with a lap just 0.01 second quicker. Now, while the world champions team's cars were monopolising the challenge for the top spot, there were plenty of spins from the chasing pack. Piquet Jr. was one of the more serial offenders and had several trips into the expansive runoff areas before finally putting a lap together and ending up ninth. Rosberg, in the Williams, was the most spectacular when he lost his effort at W30 under braking, coming through the fast right-hand kink before the final hairpin, as he came up behind the slow Red Bull of Mark Webber, who was just about to start a fast lap. Rosberg's car swapped ends on him and spun past Webber's car down the escape rope before rejoining on the circuit after fortunately not hitting anything. Red Bull as a whole had been rooted to the bottom of the order at that point, but Webber and Coulthard found more speed later on to haul their RB4s to a more respectable 11th and 13th position. However, this was not enough to get them ahead of Force India's Fisichella, with the Italian showing impressive pace to end the day 10th, and enjoying less successful sessions were Trulli in the Toyota, Nick Heidfeld in the BMW, with both experienced drivers failing to match their respective teammates' top 10 speed. And here's your rundown. Well, second practice session, Kimi Raikkonen fastest. In second, hometown hero, Fernando Alonso. Third, Jenson Button in the Honda. That is a surprise. Fourth, Felipe Massa in the Ferrari. Fifth and sixth are the two McLarens, Hamilton and Kovalainen. But, well, Hamilton only 2/10 off the time, so that's really close considering he's fifth. Seventh, Glock in the Toyota. Eighth, Kubica in the BMW. Ninth, Piquet in the Renault. Tenth, Fisichella in the Force India in the top 10. Well done. 11th is the Red Bull of Mark Webber. Rosberg is 12th in the Williams. 13th, the other Red Bull of DC Coulthard. 14th, Nakajima in the Williams. 15th, Trulli in the Toyota. 16th, Vettel in the Toro Rosso, somewhat disappointed compared to the first session. 17th, Sutil in the Force India. 18th, Nick Heidfeld. 19th, Bordet in the Toro Rosso. And last, but hopefully not least, Barrichello. And there you go, there is your practice session 1 and 2. Ferrari looking quite strong, and, well, McLaren will hopefully be challenging tomorrow, but it does look quite close, and we have no idea what's going to happen when we have the actual race and the qualifying session. So the track, I've seen the practice session, it looks absolutely fantastic, so there's no worry about that. We've got Button, he's apparently quite bored by Friday progress, obviously, being third in that other session. He said the track was very dusty, and if you go offline, your tyres quickly covered in dirt, which makes it difficult to be consistent. He said, we made a lot of changes to the car this afternoon, which have proved positive and provided a great deal of useful information to study this evening. Ferrari's Kimi Raikkonen said there's probably more speed in the car, as did Lewis Hamilton, saying he think he can improve, and the upbeat McLaren duo do feel the car is well balanced. He said, considering the dustiness of the track, we made a very promising start on a setup this morning. We were able to go quicker on each run without changing too much, and we took a very good baseline in the afternoon session. Then Hamilton said, in P2 our adjustments were again spot on, but the sheer volume of traffic meant it was difficult to immediately confirm our final setup changes. Nonetheless, we're in pretty good shape and I'm looking forward to tomorrow. Kovalainen also was quite happy. He said, I immediately found a good balance at the front end and slowly dialed in the rear during the first session, but the track was very green this morning, which meant there was little point in making big changes to the car. Now, he went on to say in the afternoon, we made a number of changes which seemed to pay off for us. By the end of the session, the car was working well and the balance felt really good. And so there you go, quite positive. Alonso, not talking to anyone about 2009. Yes, he said, as I have said many times, I think for next year, the time to think about it will be at the end of the season or the last part of the championship. Now I'm not talking to anyone and it is not time. I am fully concentrated on the championship and I think it would be a mistake to think about next year so early. Many people say he could be going to Honda. Is he going to go to Ferrari? Doesn't think he's definitely not going to be going to Red Bull now. It's going to be interesting. So, there you go. There's your practice times. Renault have been cautious about their early pace. But, hey, we're going to find out what happens tomorrow after qualifying for the European Grand Prix. Who is going to be on pole? Who's going to make history? Who's going to be the first pole man at Valencia in Spain? Well, stay tuned and we're going to find out. Let's keep our fingers crossed for an exciting qualifying session tomorrow.